You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
MoDOT workers already out and preparing the roads for what is expected to be a wintry mix tonight, Brian.
Oh, Lord.
That's where rain and snow mix together.
A little sleet with this cold weather. Here we go.
Possibly 5 inches.
Here we go.
It's Mother Nature.
She's early.
She come when she wanna come.
I wonder if this is gonna put trick-or-treating at a halt.
Well, you know, we've got Treat Town at Swope.
Yes.
Which is indoors.
Inside. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you did that last year. Are you doing it this year?
I didn't do it last year.
You didn't?
Oh. A couple years ago, I've done it a couple times. It's a wonderful experience. You definitely got to go there. They give out the good candies too, boy.
A word?
Oh, yeah, word. All the good candies.
Chocolate too?
All of that. Shout out to Swope
Health. Woo, here's Steve Butler with MoDOT talking about their preparations.
Since I've been at MoDOT for 18 years, it's probably only snowed once before November. You have to hit it right when it comes. The good thing is we had 18 storms last year, so we're prepared for anything. Give us room to work. Know that we're working so that they can get to where they need to get to safely, and everything will be good.
Yes, get them folks room to work so they can do their job, so you don't have to go on your Facebook and complain that MoDOT is not doing their job. They're not doing their job because you in the way.
Mm.
But shout out to all the workers, you know, for MoDOT and on the Kansas side, too, working hard and making sure our roads are safe.
Winter weather advisory is in effect until Thursday morning at 4 a.m.
Mm. We ain't canceling football practice. I know that.
That's tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's not going to happen until early in the morning, so you good.
Okay. Got the playoffs this week. Shout out
to
my...
really?
Yeah.
When is the playoff game?
11 o'clock. Be there or be square. Shout out to my KC Seminoles.
I got to pick my daddy up from the airport. I need to
bring
look and
him too.
But I'm thinking it's like right at that same time. So I got to look and see what time his flight gets in. If not, I will be there to support the Seminoles, not you.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s with an icy mix this afternoon. Watch out for that. Cloudy in 34 right now. And Lee Summit, Shade, what's poppin'?
Legendary actor and comedian John Witherspoon has died.
Mm.
He was 77 years old. A family announced last night that he died suddenly at his Sherman Oaks, California home.
You win some, you lose some. But you live to fight another day.
You know, he really was a living legend, Shay. He worked with Richard Pryor back in the day. And then for folks who are around my age, who were born in the mid to late 80s, you knew John Witherspoon from Hollywood Shuffle, from Friday, from House Party, from the Wayans Brothers. What a way to reintroduce yourself and keep your legacy going.
Just a great man.
Mm-hmm.
Came into the radio station and felt like family. He talked to me about bartering and making sure that you're getting the right money for your gigs. I mean, he just had a wealth of knowledge and was not hesitant to share it.
Every time he came in the studio, I loved having him. Loved talking to him. He's going to be missed.
Most definitely. I'm going to post some pictures of us. I went through these pictures and found some. You look happy in this picture. And I got the same sweater on that I'm wearing today. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it is. R.P. Pops.
For sure. Patti LaBelle says that Dolly Parton offered her "I Will Always Love You" before Whitney Houston.
Oh, wow. Ooh, Patti would have blew that out the water.
You think it would have been the same?
Well, I mean, it fits Whitney, and that's her, you know, that's her legendary song. But I think that if we rewind history and Patti would have did it, she just would have owned that song.
I don't know, because it kind of made the movie as well.
The Bodyguard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a very, you know, climactic scene, and here she is. I don't know.
I mean, it was it turned out perfect the way it did, but you know, Patty, you know, woo, she can blow.
R. Kelly has been ordered to use his royalties to pay his ex-wife Drea Kelly the money that he owes her.
The royalties ain't no joke.
$20,833 is what he owes her each month. And he asked the court to cut him some slack on that.
Ain't nobody finna cut you no slack.
Yeah, the judge is saying, nah, fam, go ahead and use that royalty money.
Man, get up out of here, though.
And pay her.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart says he's gonna cover his own medical bills for the car accident that he was a part of last month.
Okay.
Says he's not gonna sue the driver, Jarrett Black, who caused the crash. They say that he was recklessly driving.
Mm. You know, we had the chance to interview Kevin Hart, and he's really a good guy, too. You know, you don't find people doing stuff like this in this day and age.
Most of the people that I met that really got wild paper, they're very nice.
Uh-huh.
People with regular money, not so much.
Bow Wow.
What do you mean?
He was a jerk when he came here one time. He was.
He was nice to me.
Keisha Cole, another jerk. But yeah, you're right. That speaks to your point, though. Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know. What about me, though? I got wild paper. I'm nice.
You ain't got no money, boy. You ain't got no money.
Well, you ain't seen my bank account. You don't know what I got.
I have too seen your bank account.
Excuse me?
You know you boosie like that. You done showed it to me.
Come on,
you are a liar,
on,
and the truth ain't in you.
Come on,
Brian,
now.
You've never showed
come
me your bank
now.
Account.
Come on now.
You gonna lie on the radio?
Moving on.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because somebody out here trying to slander my name out here in the street. They trying to make it seem like I'm a homewrecker. They done put on the internet private pictures I done sent to her man.
You can see they public ass.
Okay. That's not my problem. It's her problem. She's sending me pictures of her because she's pregnant. What you sending pictures to me for? I'm not the father. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm mad, though.
Ooh, Brian, are those the same pictures that Cindy
ain't
sent
got
you?
No pictures of her. Zero. I don't even know what Miss Cindy looks like.
You a liar. Cindy, are those the pictures that you sent Brian, or these are new pictures?
No, that I sent Hannah, man, Tony.
Oh, Lord, Miss Cindy. Yeah.
Buck your naked.
Miss Cindy, you do not need to be taking no illicit pictures.
Saving them kind of pictures, but she gonna say I'm gonna put them on Pornhub and I'm gonna put them on internet. I don't care.
It gotta be them kind of pictures if it's going on Pornhub.
Oh,
fam.
God.
In the news.
Like, I don't care. I mean, hey, I'm trying to be famous out here. Whatever it takes to get a little high in the food chain.
Oh, God.
OMG.
I'm leaving. Bye, Miss Cindy. Have a good day.
Be safe.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Washington Nationals defeated the Houston Astros 7-2 last night.
Whew.
That means there'll be a game 7 in this year's World Series.
I'm going to try to watch a little bit of that tonight. I like greatness and when the games are intense. And this is the last baseball game of the season.
Between 2 and 6 o'clock today, thanks to Trea Turner, who stole a base in the first game of the World Series. You can go get a free taco at Taco Bell.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. The Dorito kind.
Oh, the Doritos Locos tacos. Hey, them things are so fire. For real.
University of Birmingham researchers say you should go to Taco Bell by yourself and get your tacos. Because if you go with friends, you're more than likely 50% to eat more.
Now, how did they come up with that?
They say if you go by yourself, you eat less. When you go with friends or family, you eat more.
Okay, sure. I don't believe it.
I would agree. I mean, when you're sitting around talking and you're not really paying attention, you're in that festive mood, that allows for people to be a little less guarded about what they're doing. Yeah, this is why people go hammer time during Thanksgiving, during Super Bowl parties, during any festivity, any party.
Yeah, to see. I'm the opposite. I don't want nobody to see me eat.
What?
I don't. I like to eat by myself.
You sneaking?
Maybe. I'm guarded with people. When I do my own thing, I do my own thing, but, you know.
Well, you are not like everyone else. The rest of us tend to laugh and talk and eat.
Are you going to Taco Bell? Can you give me a couple tacos?
I don't eat beef.
You can't just go for me?
You have a vehicle.
You're my friend,
that
though.
You pay for monthly. You're that my you friend. Can get into and ride. It's you're right up the street.
You're my friend.
It's in walking distance, actually.
I'm busy tonight.
Damn, damn, damn.
So tomorrow when we come on the show, I expect the Doritos Locos Tacos right here by my side.
Okay.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
There's a new song that's being shared. A new ABC song. So you know the way that your mother and father taught you A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me? The new version breaks up the L-M-N-O-P part. They're saying that children are not able to hear and understand the alphabet with the old version.
That's why you gotta break it down after.
Take a listen to the new one and see what you think.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Barry Manilow?
You don't like it?
Hell no. That's whack. You say L-M-N-O-P, alright? You don't break up the L-M-N-O-P. You don't do that.
L-M-N.
That's whack.
But doesn't it make it more clear?
Yes, but that's why you gotta go at you break it down afterwards. You gotta
so
sing
after
the
you
song.
Learn it wrong, then let's go in.
Yes. You know that don't sound right, Shay. You know that sounds awkward.
What do you think about this, Kansas City? Should we embrace the new ABC song or stick with the original?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the mid 30s today with an icy mix this afternoon. Snow starting soon. Right now, you're cloudy at 35 in Raytown. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Scorpio friends. Sharnell Brown, actress on Different Worlds. She played Kim.
She was fine.
She's 59, but it says disputed.
Good Lord, she is not 59.
She must have been a whole grown 30-something back then. Actress Nia Long is 49 today.
Speaking of fine.
Reggae artist Snow is 50.
69 song.
Do you know what he's saying right there?
No.
I'll tell you off the air. Eva Marcil, America's Next Top Model winner and Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Fine.
Is 35.
Uh-huh.
Former model, entrepreneur, and daughter of Donald Trump. Ivanka Trump is 38 today.
Uh-huh. Moving on.
Oh. No birthday wishes?
Shout out to my dog, Otis.
Otis Williams.
There we
last go. Original member of the Temptations. Is 78.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
Happy birthday, everybody born on October 30th.
If you're just now waking up, and have not heard the news, legendary actor and comedian John Witherspoon has died at the age of 77.
Oh, man, just such a legend, man. Just his career spanned like, what, 7 decades or something crazy like that, or 6 decades?
Five.
Mm-hmm. Such a legend for us.
His family released a statement that read, "It is with deep sadness we have to tweet this, but our husband and father, John Witherspoon, has passed away. He was a legend in the entertainment industry and a father figure to all who watched him over the years.
Yes,
we love
was.
You, Pops, always and forever."
Every year, you do something new. Now, where'd you get the mushroom shirt?
I'm trying to impress you. You know that.
I know it. Yeah. Now, where'd you get the mushroom shirt? I got to know.
Well, the secret is you got to coordinate.
Yeah.
That made that movie. That scene is one of the memorable movie scenes out of Boomerang. Mm. So April Jones, who is the baby mama of Omarion, right?
Right.
And also a cast member on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she is dating Little Fizz. Now, weren't they in a group together, B2K?
Yeah, they're like homies. They're like brothers. At least I thought they were.
And so now Little Fizz is in a relationship with Omarion's baby mama.
This is, he is a totally breaking the bro code.
Well, she's basically telling y'all to mind y'all business. She took to her Instagram page and said this.
"Why are y'all so mad? I'm getting the that I want. I love you. Oh my God, it's the best of my life. It really genuinely is. I can't even be mad. I can't not be happy because I think the happiness comes from just being happy. And then, like, y'all trying to really make me mad. But I don't know how to be mad. I'm not a mad person. I don't know how to be mad. I think I just live my life and I just don't know how to be mad. I have great friends, the friends that are my best friends. And it's just so amazing to be able to have a It's amazing to be able to have a to be able to find, you know, and it's,
oh,
you know, you get to be able to just be grown enough to accept those things and not to be petty."
Is that him laughing in the background?
I think so.
He likes that?
I guess.
She didn't say anything about what kind of good man he is, good father he is.
Shay, you know they ain't
how
like that.
He makes her feel important and seen and respected. The big deal is, okay.
You know they ain't looking for none of that, Shay. Come on.
Okay, now when he get high blood pressure, that it don't work the same way that it always used to.
Sound like it.
So you
got to
be in it. Nah, I ain't experienced that, but that's just the real, Brian.
Okay.
If you survive with somebody long enough,
right,
there are things that change within a relationship. I know I'm getting super serious, but that's the reality.
Yeah, you got a point. Yeah, you're right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Internet fight going on right now about changing the song that all of us learned when we was just shorties.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how to say your ABCs. Hmm. And there is a new version, which is supposed to help the young people differentiate between LMNOP.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, LMNOP, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
They need to have Queen Naija sing that or something.
Excuse me?
Have her on Sesame Street.
Oh my God.
Yelling out LMNOP.
What do you think about the new version versus the original?
I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I wanted to chime in about the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that little version that y'all played was really slow, like, I totally agree that the LMNOP is a very bad habit to try to break in kindergarten. Them kids don't. They just have such a hard time trying to figure out those letters in there that I, as a teacher, vote to change the alphabet.
Okay, so there's credence to this, huh?
Yes, that once it's like a trained habit, they think it's all one letter and they just don't know those letters in there. So it's like, if we can figure out a version, there's a version like to the tune of Mary Had a Little Lamb that I use in my class that helps kids kind of decipher those letters in the middle. But
let's hear it.
A, B, C, D, E, F, T, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, QRSTUPWXYZ.
Aw, that's sweet.
That's cool, but you was kind of struggling on the elemental B part, you know.
I got to break it down because, once again, at 30, my brain has trained to do it the other way, so I have to actually, like, retrain my brain to do it as well.
See, that's just Silk the Shaka style, where it's a stutter step. Hey. That's all.
Girl, you better get the baby beat or something and do it. All right, well, thank you for calling up this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, you and I grew up in different parts of the country,
mm-hmm.
but we learned our ABCs the same way.
Yes, we did.
There's a new version that's being circulated right now. Mm-hmm. You want to hear it? Here it go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
See, I just figured out what they did, Shay. They made the Q and the U match instead of, what is it? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, X. The element O, P matches with something else in the other version. This version, the Q matches with the U. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what they was aiming for.
Well, what they're really trying to do is break up that L, M, N, O, P. That's the issue.
L, M, N, O, P.
Everybody thinks that that's one word. A lot of the young people think it's one word.
Yeah.
So this is not the first time that the ABC song has been remixed.
Is it now? Oh, that's hot.
C, A, D. Sing it, Patty.
Sway.
Come on.
E,
oh! School, right?
Oh, Lord. I can see all the kids singing that like that, like in the choir version.
Come on, Patty!
She did that.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Sunday, we'll be getting an extra hour of sleep again.
Oh, as yes!
Daylight savings time ends. Be aware. So we've been talking about the new ABC song. Some teachers, researchers, they say that the elemental P smashed together creates confusion for young people.
Hmm.
Here's the new version.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
I think it's growing on you because...
Growing on who?
Earlier, you scrunched your face up every time. But this time, you were bobbing with it.
Because I'm playing around, because that's how whack it is. I gotta take the whack juice off of it and put some swag on it or something.
So, do you think we should stick with the original, the one that all of us learned, or a newer version, which may be a little easier for the kids?
Let me give you my version that I broke down for my grandbabies, and it breaks it down, but it's more like a rap style.
All right, what you got, girl?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
huh.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P,
yeah.
Q, R, S,
mm-hmm.
T, U, V,
what?
W, X, Y, and Z.
Wow.
We got London on the track. So needless to say, you think the new one they got is whack?
I think my version is better.
That's
coming from Tina Williams.
Okay, T-Dub. Thank you for calling in. Have a good one.
You do likewise.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
820 today. Look for highs in the mid-30s. We'll have an icy mix coming our way later this afternoon. Right now, you are cloudy. 33 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade was popping.
The entertainment world is reeling this morning after the news of the death of comedian and actor John Witherspoon hit the internet.
A true legend. I feel like I grew up with him, Shay. He feels like, you know, it's my grandfather passing or something.
He was 77 years old and died suddenly at his home in Sherman Oaks, California. His family released this statement. It is with deep sadness we have to tweet this, but our husband and father, John Witherspoon, has passed away. He was a legend in the entertainment industry and a father figure to all who watched him over the years. We love you, Pops, always and forever.
Oh, man, I'll wait till you come out.
Boy, bring your off up in here. What you talking about? You wait till I come out. I smelt your for 22 years. Now you can't smell mine for 5 minutes. Shut the door. Now, your mama told me what happened to you yesterday.
What?
That was stupid. How the hell are you going to get fired on your day off?
That happened to me before.
What? Yeah. Oh, my God.
It did.
You should have had a talk with one of your parents then.
Rest in peace, John Witherspoon. For real, you brought entertainment and joy.
Yes, he did.
To people who have seen your work over the years.
Amen.
Lil Yachty reportedly bounced a $70,000 check attempting to pay his jury bill.
This is in 2019? Bouncing checks.
Has he put out anything recently that's been kind
of
good?
Well, he wrote Act Up, which is one of the biggest songs of the summer. So, he's getting some money off that. But besides that, I don't know. I ain't in his pockets.
Well, $233,000 was the original amount, and he sent in $70,000 toward that amount, and it bounced.
Guns and butter, you should have spent that on a house. Come on, dog. You know what I'm saying? They do got we got some audio of them trying to get their money, though.
Oh, really?
Tell them to bring me my money. Yeah!
Blueface ended a concert after a huge brawl broke out next to the stage. They said he was mid-song. Jumped off the stage, headed straight for the center of the fight.
He jumped off the stage?
Yeah, he security tried to stop it himself.
All right, dog. You're going to be messed up face instead of blue face in a minute.
Cops were called and arrived, and the fight ended at that point.
Okay, well, that's cool. And nobody got hurt and nothing like that.
You remember Delicious from Flavor of Love?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Well, she was seen out on a date with one of the members of the Exonerated Five, Raymond Santana.
What happened to Flavor Flav?
Child, they been not messing around. She did that to get noticed. She looks totally different, though.
Oh, yeah, she looked like a totally new person. No, she got more than that.
You think she had more than that?
Man, she got way more than that, fam.
Like what?
Her body's reconfigured.
Her body was always shapely, though.
It was shapely, but now it's like she's a little slimmer. And she's still beautiful, whatever. She look good, but you can tell she done been through a lot.
Interesting.
What's good with you, baby? You got a little booty out there like that. You know what I'm saying? You act like you want somebody to holler at it.
So Raymond put it on his socials. Date night with this beauty.
Watch out, dog.
At I Am So Delicious, hashtag Atlanta, hashtag the beginning, hashtag shooting the shot.
You look good. Right. You look good.
Just watch your back, dog.
They got that payday.
Right. I didn't want to go there. I'm glad you opened the door. But, it is what it is.
Check cleared. Got that payday.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Taylor Renee. Oh, my God.
Let's see if you got the goods, girl.
Now, my ladies, let me see it vibrate. And when it's over, you ain't gonna need your bow. Cause I'm a pro, make you bend your back low. Then the pound of real bad, just like the percolate.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby. Wobble, baby, wobble. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. Hey, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble.
Get in there.
I think this is the easiest win. There were probably six words in that.
Win. You got your tickets to see Young Thug and Machine Gun Kelly tonight at the Silverstein I-70s Arena. Plus, you qualify for a chance to get $1,000 on Friday in free fall cash.
Already. What station's live, local, and lit, girl?
Hot 103 Jam.
Listen for your chance to rake in $1,000 in free fall cash.
Come get this paper.
Get that dough.
From Hot 103 Jam.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
So let's say you've been listening to Wellness Wednesday and you're like, okay, Dr. RJ, I hear what you're saying. And now I want to find a therapist. What do I do? Well, while there are a lot of therapists offering their services, finding someone you like takes dedicated effort, especially if you've never seen a therapist before. According to the American Psychological Association, these are some important issues to consider. First is the therapist licensed. Each state is responsible for making sure therapists are competent to provide their services. Only those with proper training receive a license. Number two, if you have health insurance, will it cover the therapy from this provider? Number three, are there limits to the number of sessions covered by your insurance? Two websites for locating therapists and psychologists are psychologytoday.com and therapyforblackgirls.com. While it is not too difficult to find the name of a therapist, it may take more time to find a therapist that you consider to be good. You may want to set up initial appointments with one or two potential therapists and see how comfortable you are with them. Take the time to find the right therapist for you. It's all about the best fit. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams. Be well.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.